Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning on this Thursday, May 1st. From the WVIK newsroom, I'm Brady Johnson. A Latino festival in eastern Iowa has been called off after community members said they were scared about being detained at the event. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports on the developments.
The Latino Festival of Washington typically gathers around 300 people for a full day of live music, dancing, and vendors selling Mexican food and other goods. But this year, organizers called it off for the first time in over 10 years. Sonia Leyva is the president of Latinos for Washington, the nonprofit that puts the event together. She says they canceled the event to keep people safe.
It's a time where, you know, we feel that we can't really celebrate our culture because it's like you bring that attention. The last thing we want is, you know, a family to get split apart or something happen in our community.
Leyva says the nonprofit will continue to provide its U.S. citizenship classes and high school scholarship programs and hopes to put on the festival next year. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
The South Park Mall in Moline is now in new hands. The real estate investment trust Masaryk sold the property to Cohan Retail Investment Group based in New York yesterday. In a news release, Mayor Sangeeta Ryapetti says City of Moline economic development staff have been working diligently with prospective developers and businesses to bring the mall area back to life. We look forward to getting to know the new owners and working together to transform this important business district, end quote. The trust had owned the property since 2012. Disability advocates worry proposed cuts by the Trump administration will eliminate their organizations. A leaked budget proposal shows Health and Human Services plans to no longer fund several programs that help the vulnerable. This includes the Iowa Developmental Disabilities Council, where Brooke Lovelace is the executive director.
It's really scary that that might all go away, that all of that advocacy work that we've been doing the last 50 years, we might take, you know, several decades steps back by eliminating our programs.
If the cuts go through Congress, Lovelace says two other groups, Disability Rights of Iowa and the University Center for Excellence, would also be impacted. The council's also warning about potential cuts in Medicaid funding, which Lovelace says would harm Iowans with disabilities and their families. Illinois' 17th District Congressman Eric Sorensen says the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, should not mess with America's military readiness. During a House Armed Services Committee meeting on Tuesday, the Moline-based congressman says with threats all across the globe, it's imperative the country has a strong civilian workforce assisting the Department of Defense.
To maintain our country's readiness, I strongly oppose civilian workforce cuts to the Rock Island Arsenal and across the Department of Defense. The DOD needs to assure Congress and the American people that DOGE cuts will never affect our country's readiness.
The committee passed a $150 billion increase in DOD funding 35-21, with five Democrats joining Republicans. The Republican majority on the committee voted down a dozen amendments that would have curtailed DOGE's ability to work within the DOD. The bill now heads to the House Budget Committee, where it will be combined with other pending legislation in the Republican-controlled chamber into a reconciliation bill that would avoid a possible filibuster. Last week, during a union hearing in Davenport, Vice President of the American Federation of Government Employees, Local 2119, Chad Finch, said the arsenal could see a reduction of 400 jobs. School districts in Iowa will have to restrict cell phone use during instructional time starting this upcoming school year. Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a bill restricting their use, but lets schools have tougher policies if they choose. The legislation makes exceptions for students with disabilities and with individualized education plans. Reynolds says Hoover High School in Des Moines has already implemented a similar policy and has seen higher grades, fewer suspensions, and improved attendance.
Student belonging data increased by 7%. Anecdotally, I was told that there's been a complete culture shift at Hoover this year. More joy, more camaraderie, and much more learning.
Parents and guardians could also petition schools to let their children maintain access to cell phones due to health reasons. The Dubuque Department of Digital Art and Design, or DART, is highlighting graduating seniors with its annual DART Senior Thesis Show. Seniors started working on their capstone projects in December and finished their projects last month. The students used industry-level software to create their digital pieces. Moline High School senior Brett Sharake explains his work process.
I use the software Blender. I then took that after I animated it and created everything in the Blender space and ported it into After Effects to add music and ultimately splice the videos together.
Sharake is pursuing a degree in digital art and design, planning to work for an animation studio. The exhibition is on display at the By Sinoni Art Gallery until August 1st, then it will travel to the Dubuque Museum of Art from October to February.